listening to CJLO 1690 AM.
For CJLO News, I'm Zach Bouvier. The United States has given approval for a series of strikes on Iranian targets in Syria and Iraq. The strikes, scheduled over several days, will likely be launched based on weather conditions. After a drone attack on January 28th killed three U.S. soldiers in Jordan near the Syrian border, the United States attributed the responsibility for that attack to the Islamic Resistance in Iraq, a militia group which the U.S. believes to be Iranian-backed that claimed responsibility for the attacks. Meanwhile, Iran has denied any role in the attack that injured 41 other U.S. troops at the military base known as Tower 22. U.S. intelligence believes Iran manufactured the drone used to attack the facility. At a news conference on Thursday, U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin defended the delayed military response, stating, "We will respond where we choose, when we choose, and how we choose." Mr. Austin continued, "Our focus throughout has been to manage this so it doesn't spiral out of control." U.S. officials did not provide an exact timeline for the potential strikes. On Wednesday, the federal government announced it will be helping provinces and cities that are struggling to house refugees. Quebec is set to receive $100 million in funding. Katie Brady has more.
In mid-January, Quebec Premier François Legault wrote to the Prime Minister. He said Quebec can't sustainably support the larger number of refugee claimants seen in recent years, and suggested they be funneled to other provinces. On Wednesday, Federal Immigration Minister Mark Miller pledged $362 million to help provinces handle the influx. And Quebec is supposed to get about $100 million of that. But Miller pushed back on the idea of the government managing the flow of claimants around the country.
We have, in the past, had the luxury of playing hot potato with provinces and territories because of the low number of asylum seekers coming to the country. We don't have that perverse luxury anymore because we have these large flows and it is impacting some of the larger cities and obviously the provinces' real or perceived ability to absorb the populations.
Abdullah Daoud, executive director of the Refugee Center in Montreal, told CJLO that an outdated infrastructure to support refugees is the issue and that the number of claimants is because of government policies like the closure of Roxham Road. It comes as no surprise to grassroots organizers.
And then when we ask for help or when we plead and make a call for help, unfortunately, we see, you know, the Premier Legault use this as an excuse to say, hey, you need to stop asylum seekers from coming in. When in reality, it's, you know, it's a legal structure, both provincially and federally, that's causing the stranglehold, this bottleneck.
He welcomes the announcement for more federal funding, but hopes it's sent to the right organizations and not just handed to the provinces. Manisha Iyer is the project coordinator at Bienvenue NDG, an organization that helps integrate immigrants. She says very few groups have permission and funding to properly serve asylum seekers, but Bienvenue NDG can offer them supports like francisation.
The language classes that they were able to do that increased their opportunity, and we know that, like, of some this particular family at least, they have been able to sort of set up their own business, a catering business, and so it's definitely, we see resilient families that are ready to do it and that are able to achieve these things. But I think the most important factor there is the support that they have received from community organizations.
Daoud explained that the solutions must come from bureaucratic and systemic changes, not from trying to cap the number of newcomers.
I think for overall what's missing in the conversation is this idea of, you know, the ability to stop people from coming. That's not really how it works. It's not a program in which we can cap or restrict a certain amount. Global forced displacement is a reality. We're seeing displacement at the highest levels ever been historically for a really long, long, long time.
For more, follow CJLO News on Spotify or CJLO 1690 AM on SoundCloud.
Welcome. You're listening to No Boundaries on CJLO 1690 AM. I'm your host, Dan McAndrew. If you haven't heard the show before, I play a little bit of everything. I believe good music has no genre, so I'm not limited by genre or time or location. And so expect the unexpected. Expect to hear things from all over the map. And thanks for tuning in tonight. I've been pretty sick this past week. I actually lost my voice for the first time in a long time. But luckily, it's mostly back now. So I'm glad to be here. Glad to be able to talk again. And let's get the show started. Let's see where the music takes us.
Standing at the bus stop, and I heard a voice behind me say, "Oh, I just fell all apart inside because I hadn't heard that voice in such a long time. I turned around.
Thank you. keep on knocking, but you can't come in. The door is locked. But you can't come in, the door is locked. And you
over and over again.
I said you keep on knocking, but you can't come in. Keep on knocking, but you can't come in.
You got to be clean.
My lucky door and gone. My lucky door and gone.
Outside, oh, outside, stay outside.
You keep on knocking, but you can't come in. Keep on knocking, but you can't come in. The door is locked.
Cinema Politica Concordia is celebrating 20 years of screening truth to power. Join us every Monday at 7 p.m. at the Concordia Hall Building, room H110, to bridge the gap between independent filmmaking, activism, and education. Engage with filmmakers and local organizers in post-screening discussions. All screenings are by donation and open to the public. Visit our website, cinemapolitica.org, to check out our fall 2023 screening schedule.
Do you want to have a discussion about movies?
You talking to me?
And have the iconic sounds of cinema? Well, tune in to At the Movies with Iconic Sounds every Tuesday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. only on CJLO 1690 AM with your host, Remy.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained?
CJLO in Concordia University sits on the traditional territory of the Mohawk, or the Ganegahaga people. The island called Montreal is known as Dardake in the language of Ganegaha, and has historically been a meeting place for other indigenous nations, including the Algonquin people.
CJLO, don't worry.
We're not robots.
Welcome back. I'm also not a robot. I'm Dan McAndrew. I'm your host for No Boundaries on CJLO 1690, where we play just about everything, and you need to expect the unexpected. So we started off the show with Hi by J Dilla. I realized just today that I don't think I've played, I think maybe I've played like one J Dilla song in the whole time that I've had this show, which seems kind of wrong, so I'm going to play two tonight, and that was off his classic masterpiece, Donuts. If you've never listened to that, do yourself a favor. It'll change your life. It'll change how you see sample-based music. It's just incredible. And I followed that up with Can't Come In by the Congos off another masterpiece, Heart of the Congos. It's a really amazing reggae album, dub album you got to check out. Produced by Lee Scratch Perry. And then I finished that up with The Whistle Song, the EK 12-inch mix by Frankie Knuckles. And that song is also just so amazing. It just blew my mind. I heard that first on a community radio station in New Orleans, and I was driving and I just had to like pull my car over and listen to the whole song. It's like 7 minutes and it was incredible. I'm going to keep it going with some good music. Thanks for listening. Here we go. Thank you.
I want to direct our attention to an examination of what we mean by those words, free will. What does it mean to have a free will?
I don't believe in free will. Why do you take me for? Because when it comes right down to me, we really have no choice at all. Therefore, my love, don't me, 'cause you're around and I'm all of a sudden.
m'excuse à tous mes plus grands regrets. Je m'excuse à mon cœur qui n'était pas prêt, à ma tête qui cherche confiance et succès. Mon père, j'espère que t'es fier là où tu es. D'avoir une année sans mourir, à bout de souffle, à bout de plaisir. Si tu me demandes comment je vais, je vais te mentir, je te le promets. Quoi que ce soit, je crisserai tout en feu. Ça ferait des heureux. Si elle n'a aucune conséquence et que demain est plus près qu'on pense, pourquoi pas finir ici entre l'enfer et ton lit? Ce soir n'existe pas. Prends-moi dans tes bras.
Hansi, Ani,
Bonjour. Hello. This is composer Andrew Balfour inviting you to experience Isfachiwin, a musical journey bridging cultures and perspectives. It is both a personal journey and evocative testament to the transformative power of music. This recording features Calgary's luminous voices with the incredible Jessica McMahon and Walter McDonald Whitebear on flutes. It is my hope that this album deepens our understanding of Indigenous storytelling. Isfachiwin is available now wherever you listen to music.
Hi, and welcome to the show tonight. Tonight we have
the best new music.
But right now, let's check out the changes in this week's
CJLO
Top 30.
Charts and crafts. Counting down the best new artists played at the station. Every Friday at noon, only on CJLO 1690 AM.
This is CJLO.
Welcome back. You're listening to No Boundaries on CJLO 1690 AM. I'm your host, Dan McAndrew. The last few songs I played started off with the song Panegyric by the Vijay Iyer Trio off their brand new album, Compassion. If you love jazz, definitely check that out. It's a really amazing album. after that, I played Nyla Hunter, Finding Mirrors, off her brand new album, Love Gaze. Both of these two albums I just mentioned came out just this Friday, and check them out for sure. Two of the best releases from this week. Then I played a song from Montreal artist Trout01 from his EP1 called Moment in Light, which is a really amazing EP and amazing debut from this really exciting new artist. So check that out on all streaming platforms. After that, I played Roisin Murphy, Free Will, from her album Hit Parade. And then I finished with Ce Soir N'Existe Pas by Marco Emma off his album from last year, Anyway, Mommy Love, which is definitely one of the best albums I heard last year. And I played a song from that a few shows ago that was like really upbeat and poppy, and I just wanted to show like the range of that album, that, you know, it has these really upbeat, poppy, fun songs, but it also has these incredibly emotional moments in the album that you definitely have to listen to the whole album to get that experience. So I'm going to play a few more songs before I go. I'm going to play a request from my friend Taylor in New Orleans. This is Go by Moby. Have a great night. Thanks for listening.
to Spain. And in my hour of song, I'll play a guitar made of poems. You don't know them, they really ain't that great. And I like exaggerating, and I'm not even aching a bit.